How do you describe your music?
Well, sometimes it's awful and sometimes it's brilliant.
That puts it in a nutshell.
That's actually quite true, as far as live performances is concerned. But what happens on record is we spend ever such a long time now trying to get it so everybody likes it. I mean, it's us.
Right.
That's us.
Never don't pay any attention to other people.
No.
Never do. It's only the people in the group. There's enough arguing amongst ourselves without other people, making it more confusing. But anyway, they said in England, they claimed London Calling was an attempt to get on American radio. But they're always accusing us of these things that never cross our minds. It's really odd. But we just...
Did it?
Yeah, we learned that. We wrote and rehearsed that album in a place in Pimlico.
We didn't have any plans, like, as if we were going to be a big hit in America or anything like that.
In fact,
there was nothing.
We thought it was our last chance in the studio because we owed the company so many $100,000
at the time
that we figured this would be our last chance. Like, we weren't making it with the record sales. And we figured we're just going to make a record with the music we like. And now, and all the critics slammed it in London. And nowadays they can be found going around CBS in London begging for copies of it. Even though they were the ones who, the very same people who put it down.
You probably only want to sell it since it's two records instead of one, they probably get more for it.
Because they think it's great now.
Unless you go for Sandinista, they get three.
Yeah, well they'll start saying that's great about next year.
Well they sort of have. Quite a lot of them, people have retracted what they first said
about the Village Voice.
Oh yeah. Yeah, 2 years running, they voted us like number one album for Sandinista and London Calling, The Village Voice, which is like critics all over America. So we're the critics' choice if we ain't
Yeah, and then the critics take themselves seriously, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. They give you B pluses and A minuses and things. So.
It's also true that you've kept the cost of your albums down. You've insisted upon that.
Well, up to this point we have, yeah. But it's been to our great misfortune. Literally.
I mean, people seem to think there's something wrong with it if it's cheap. That's the psychology of capitalism, you know? If it's cheap, they think, well, it must be rubbish.
I mean, London Calling was a double album set, but you...
Two for the price of one, yeah.
And Sandinista, triple album, was three for the price.
Three for the price of one. But we had to, like, carry all the overheads, you know what I mean? We had to sell more than we have, sort of thing.
But you have a very elite cult following, and then...
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. We'd like to get across to all the people who aren't elite or cultists, you know? But it might be so, but we'd rather, like, get across to a much broader audience without having to compromise our music. Or
I mean, the people who come to our shows to hear one tune called White Riot, that's why we don't hardly ever play it.
They never get it.
Because we don't want those people, if that's all we want. You know, we want to play
the whole
music.
Thing, you know.
Yeah, the whole thing is music, and none of it's rubbish, you know.
What about Magnificent Seven?
Da, 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 da. Yeah, right. Can you name the Magnificent Seven? I can.
Go on.
Shall I? All right, I'll see if I can. Robert Vaughan, James Coburn, Steve McQueen, that's three, Charles Bronson, Horst Buchholz, that's five, right? The big star, Yul Brynner, and the very difficult one, right? The one that nobody knows, Brad Davis.
Excellent, well done.
There's seven.
And the Magnificent Seven is it with a... When we were in New York in...
I've done it.
In 1980, early 1980.
Party piece.
About April. 1980, we started to record in Electric Ladyland, Jimi Hendrix's old studio. And we started to hear the funky music out of the Sugar Hill Gang, you know, Brooklyn rapping and stuff.
And it's sort of our 7 days, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's our week.